the MadTech podcast special, focusing on the most important topics in AdTech and MarTech.
Hello and welcome to this MadTech podcast special. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by John McNerney, Managing Director at Yahoo, and Matt Farrington, APAC Head of Partnerships and Investment at Yahoo. Guys, welcome.
Thanks for having us, John.
Thank you.
So today we're going to be discussing building a better internet and digital advertising industry. You're both going to be at ATS Singapore. Really looking forward to having you at the event. First, I just want to set some background about you guys. John, you've been at Yahoo for 15 years now, quite a stint there, and seen a lot of transformation in both the company and the industry. You moved into the advertising team there about 6 months ago. How's it all going?
Good. You make me feel old, but it's been since 2008, and I've seen my fair share of change and transformation along the journey. And I've been in the ads business for that entire tenure. I was recently promoted to the MD of Australia Southeast Asia, and it's been going well. I won't lie, like the change in February was fairly significant, but it's absolutely what was needed. We're still one of the top fifth global publishers globally. We offer content to the world around finance, news, sport. We have email, and we've done that for the last 30 years. And the change for us was fairly significant, where we decided to double down on the buy side part of the business, which is the Yahoo DSP. And all of our content resides in third-party technology. We decided to do that because we wanted to streamline, be laser-focused on our partnerships, where they become far more deeper and meaningful at that enterprise level. And it's working. It's been one hell of a journey. So, we've in the last 6 months or so, Yahoo's doubling down and investing in the content. Just actually yesterday, we announced some M&A where we acquired Strictly VC for TechCrunch on the content side. A few months ago, Common Stock was acquired for Yahoo Finance. And on the ads side of the business, we did our 30-year partnership with Taboola, which makes us essentially the largest native DSP out there within our omnichannel solution. So really exciting times. The focus on the buy side is where we're really working closely on those emerging channels, part of the omnichannel marketing mix. And one of those is really around advanced TV and future-proofing, total TV buying, with multi-currency formats, and making sure that we future-proof the technology for marketers with addressable marketing when cookies are turned off. So, it's one where the change has been needed, and we're doubling down on it, and it's proving to be the right decision.
Good. I imagine there's never a dull moment at Yahoo. It seems the company's ever evolving. There's always so much going on. It's such a huge business. And Matt, you've recently returned. You're back for your second stint at the company. How's this experience going for you?
Yep, I'm a boomeranger, as we call them. this is my second stint at Yahoo. I was first with the business back in 2013, and I left for a really long tenure in agencies. And a huge part of the reason that I wanted to come back to Yahoo was returning to a company that was very much at the forefront of the advertising marketplace, and the strategic shifts that we've taken this year, the strategic focus that we've brought to the business this year that John really outlined, have really just helped to embed that position. And we stand still very much at the forefront of the advertising marketplace. And I believe Yahoo is a very exciting place to be right now. I guess if I look back at my career and the journey that I've taken, I feel quite lucky in a sense, because I've been able to see the ad industry from a number of different vantage points. I've been an agency strategist. I've been an agency client leader, a multi-market client leader, an agency business leader, and also spent a little bit on the marketing side as well. So now I'm on the other side of the divide, so to speak, although I don't believe there to be much of a divide these days. As a commercial ad tech leader, what's been interesting for me is applying those learnings and that viewpoint that I've got to help with that we position Yahoo as a true value driver for agencies and brands, and less as a point solution around ad tech and more of a partner helping out agencies to solve for those strategic challenges for the future. So that's the focus for me now, is taking those learnings that I've gathered from my career and helping to position Yahoo further upstream in the business of our agencies to help them future-proof, differentiate, and drive value for the long term. So yeah, super exciting time to be in ad tech in general, and particularly to be at this company.
Yeah, and like you say, you know, there's loads going on, and this positioning that Yahoo, you know, have shifted to at the moment, it's putting them in a very interesting position in the marketplace. You've both touched on a couple of things there in terms of the evolving needs of the user base, as well as the trends and topics that are really making waves. John, you've mentioned CTV and also cookie deprecation there as well. So what are you guys seeing in the industry? What's really kind of the hottest stuff? What's really kind of driving the transformation at the moment?
Well, this wouldn't be a podcast if we weren't mentioning the two-letter acronym AI. that is definitely something where 23 has been anything but normal. It's pretty much mentioned in every sentence and every conversation. One thing that we're definitely seeing is that societal change is here, and we're in essentially the biggest inflection point that we've ever seen in society. And what I mean by that is that AI is essentially changing and bigger than what was the Industrial Revolution in the mid-1700s, going from horse and carriage to machines. And what's exciting about this is that it's bringing very, very fast transformational change. We're part of that journey. We've used AI within our technology for many years, but we're really starting to work a lot with the governments, the regulation authorities around policy and privacy and all of that. So those are some significant trends on that front. Roles are being evaluated within businesses. So workflows within organizations, particularly in media, are being looked at. And if we can make efficiencies and you know, 20, 30, 40% gains in workflow practical efficiencies, it means that we can focus on more important things, and that being things like knowledge work, how we're supporting our partners to use the technology in the better ways, consult them on how we can solve those challenges that Matt referred to. So we're definitely in the right space you know, going along that journey. I think the other big piece is that's a significant trend that we're seeing is, you know, the consumer behaviors are changing. See, post-COVID, you know, community mobility was very different with traveling to work and that. But now the way people, you know, engage with content, the way they're entertained, look for information online, marketers really have to think differently about how to reach those audiences. And fragmentation is rife, and it's up to us as marketers and media solutions partners to make that a lot easier for the brands to reach those audiences. And that's essentially what we do, and how we do that through a piece of technology that you know, works in those environments on all screens, offline and online, particularly around digital out of home, you know, bringing total TV measurement, planning, forecasting to the front and performance. So full funnel marketing.
I think fragmentation is not necessarily a new piece of news, but certainly it still is at the heart of a lot of the conversations we have with our agencies around a challenge for the future that we need to solve for. And that fragmentation, as John mentioned, with the rise of AI, with changing consumer mobility, the fragmentation continues to gather pace. And if you think about the various video channels that are now available for audiences to consume from, if we talk about the digitization of so-called traditional media, I think it is true to say that audiences are getting harder and harder to reach. And the challenge for the industry, as John alluded to, is how do we maintain that 360-degree view of the customer in amongst all of that? Because fragmentation doesn't just apply to the consumption of media. It's also applying just as much to the measurement of media as well. And the industry is crying out for solutions in and around that. And I think all players are looking to invest heavily in solving in that space. On the flip side, what you've got also happening, and this is a societal thing, and media is a reflection of society, is this sort of notion of content quality or brand safety, but the new thing around brand appropriateness. And what I mean by that is we kind of live in this age of misinformation and of polarization in our society. And our, like I mentioned, society, our media is a reflection of our society. And there's never been such a big delta between the so-called left and the so-called right. And the way that content is created and distributed is really reflecting this phenomena. So, you know, and then you've got layered on top of that the other extremes around fake news, made for advertising websites, bad actors on social. And I think brands are asking themselves, what does my brand stand for? And how can I ensure the content that I appear within aligns to our values and the values of our audience? And this is giving rise to much more mindful and conscious and considered media selection. And that's having a really tangible impact about how programmatic players are bringing themselves to market. Yahoo's doing our bit here. We on the publishing side of our business, as John mentioned, we have a hugely scaled, reputable, credible, and reliable publishing business that's been around for almost 30 years, scaled throughout APAC and globally, that does provide that trust and transparency for audiences. And then on the ad tech side of our business, we've got all of the tools and features that allow for great transparency and confidence into buying environments. So certainly we're looking to come to the party to help advertisers solve for these really clear and distinct challenges that we're all facing right now.
Yeah, there's like you say, there are a lot of considerations for brands and advertisers at the moment, and you've picked up. I want to pick up on a couple that you've mentioned there. The measurement side, we're hearing a lot about. You know, brands are, you know, brand awareness plays are no longer enough. It's now things have to have a tangible, quantifiable return on investment, and then also on the transparency side, and you know, the need. MFA websites in particular are causing a stir at the moment. You know, people are looking for. Reputation, they're looking for quality. What do you think is necessary for success, I suppose, in this kind of new environment, this kind of cautious, careful environment?
Yeah, I can take that. Really good question. I believe the thing is that agencies and marketers are faced with significant change with, you know, regulations and things. Like, we've got Australia, ACCC doing it right now. We've got the Southeast Asia countries looking into privacy and regulations, whether it be with gambling and children targeting and the rest. So navigating, you know, things like MFAs as well, it's about having understanding and knowledge of how to market that within the strategies of what that brand objective is. So this is where the technology provides that level of control, insight, and can meet those requirements. And it's up to marketers and agencies to work with the partners like us that we, you know, that's what we help support and navigate and educate them on what those changes may look like and how that should be built in and understood within their plans for their campaigns.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we talked a lot today even about evolution and changes in the market and stuff. And it's, you know, how do you think that the agencies can really future-proof themselves in this environment? What's going to be the key to that in the future, Matt?
Yeah, look, I'm certainly not here to provide agencies with the silver bullet, or I'm certainly not here to tell agencies how to run their own businesses, but I do have some experience and some viewpoints to offer. And this has certainly come from obviously the time I've spent there, but my ongoing conversations that I have with all the holding groups, all of the majors and all of the indies that, you know, are our key partners. And we really think that the concept of future-proofing agencies and building value and differentiation for the long term is a multifaceted approach. What we see working really well and what's really coming to the fore now is this concept of partnerships. I've seen a marked shift away from a broad brush approach when it comes to selecting partners and working with a multitude of vendors across the landscape to actually much more of a deliberate, careful, and considered approach when deciding who to work with. I think it's definitely true to say that agencies are going bigger, deeper, and fewer in their partnerships, in their selection of who to work with, who to partner with to solve for these strategic challenges that are keeping them and keeping their clients up at night. And at Yahoo, we call it a connected partnership. We're very passionate about it. It forms the heart of how all of our teams go to market and look to partner up with brands and with agencies. And the opportunity within that, we feel, is for agencies to select and collaborate with key vendors that have a specialism in an area that is going to help deliver value or solve a strategic challenge for their business. So, and it could be across any number of different things, right? It could be around solving for identity or data utilization or data management. It could be around we talk about this a lot, bringing innovation back to the programmatic marketplace. We think that, you know, increasingly agencies are looking to get clever again with how they execute from a creativity standpoint in programmatic. Or it could be around people. It could be around developing talent, developing capability, and what is the role of a vendor in helping agencies to develop capability for their own people. So there's any number of different touch points in which we can partner up on, and this is certainly goes to the heart of the types of conversations we're having more and more these days. Where I think the value for that for agencies lies is this concept of decommoditization and differentiation of the agency product. Truly having something new and unique and bringing newness to clients that perhaps they can't get elsewhere. So when you walk into a pitch scenario or a retention scenario or looking to drive organic growth from clients, there's something very real and very tangible that you can rely upon there. And it's through working with partners from the tech ecosystem that allows agencies to unlock this type of potential. If I was to sort of go one level down from that in terms of the types of things that we're having lots of conversations around, the first one is certainly around what we call the creative comeback. I think for a while, creative was kind of relegated to the back seat in the relentless pursuit of efficiencies through the programmatic ecosystem. We're now sort of coming full circle to go, well, hang on, we're all marketers. We need to tell really compelling brand stories that deliver results across the entire brand funnel. We don't want to lose the efficiencies of what we've been able to achieve through programmatic, but we want to start bringing in some of those creativity and innovation fundamentals. And that's what we're having lots of discussions around. We have a fantastic unit at Yahoo called Yahoo Creative Studios, basically a fully fledged internal creative agency that are responsible for some truly remarkable go-to-market approaches and campaigns all across the region. Just recently, we did a fantastic activation with one of our agency partners in Australia for the brand Jack Daniels. This is basically a Web3 treasure hunt, all enabled by a web AR game that we developed internal at Yahoo Creative Studios, which allowed people to go throughout cities in Australia, find NFTs on the streets, collect them, redeem them for free product, or actually redeem them for unique music tracks that were developed just for the campaign by some of Australia's leading independent bands. So, you know, such a compelling, interesting way for Jack Daniels to engage the audiences, all done through Yahoo's creative studios and executed via our DSP. And on the other side of it, of course, we can't look too far away from things like identity and cookie deprecation. And this is where we see agencies are really leaning into collaborations and partnerships to help solve for that very real cookie apocalypse that's coming very quickly, to help their brands ready themselves and create identity strategies that are future-proofed and ready to go for the next 10 or 20 years. And this is where our strength in identity really comes to the fore. We have a legacy, an almost 30-year-old publishing business, and in APAC, we have over 58 million logged in users, right? So these are audiences for which we have an owned first-party relationship with that data. So that gives us a data spine that we can then take to agencies and partner up in some really unique ways, whether it's enriching their own data infrastructure, working with their existing data vendors. We're very interoperable in that sense. And, you know, increasingly we're having conversations with agencies about how we can enrich the data strategies they've got for clients using our own future-proofed identity solutions. So there's a number of different areas that we can touch on there. All comes back to connected partnerships, and it all comes back to working collaboratively to unlock strategic opportunities for their clients.
Yeah, there's like, I like the point that you made about the kind of, we're at a real sweet spot at the moment where we are now finding results, but also kind of embracing that creative side as well. And again, that links with what you were saying, John, about the how AI is expediting everything that we're doing at the moment. And really, you know, the new tech is really changing the landscape. John, going to do a bit more future gazing with you. What do you see as the next developments over the next 5 years or so? How do you think the industry is going to shift?
5 years. We don't even know what's happening in the next 12 months. But look, if I was the Oracle and had the magic ball to look into, I think, yes, the advent of Gen AI is going to impact everything we do, societal, with you know, people's behaviors online and offline. So search will definitely be different. The way we find information, like I said, how we're entertained, how we serve ads. I would hope, going back to that creative point, that AI really helps transform advertising with the creative to be more of a service-led approach, where personal assistants, prompts and tools, workflows that we talked about, whether it's the likes of Copilot with Microsoft and all the different tools of Slack, we engage and find information in a totally different way. And it's about how marketers are served the relevant kinds of ads to help them with their daily habits versus today where vanity metrics and clicks are the spray and pray approach for many. So it's really important that what we're kind of working towards with this change is that we are focusing on those, what are business outcomes versus it just being a CPM or a CPC goal. We're truly thinking about what the brand's objective is. My bet in potentially 2 to 3, 4, 5 years would be that personal data is going to be the new currency for value exchange. We are seeing everyone talk about, you know, privacy and regulation and all of that that I mentioned before. And for us to really keep a safe and free internet, I personally think that for personalized marketing and getting that right creative, it'll be up to the user to go, yes, I consent for my data to be used by such, you know, tools or vendors to make the, what I see relevant. Otherwise, we're going to be faced where we have to pay to get behind a paywall to get relevant news because companies don't want AI to scrape their content or copyright infringement. So that's going to be a big piece. You know, we've done a lot where minimizing carbon footprints becoming more of a mandate now. So we really concentrate on corporate social responsibility, and we think about being carbon neutral. Yes, the AI and technology is within the technology for years, but now we're really looking at what that means and through the supply chain. We've got some a fantastic announcement that I can talk about now, which is what we call Backstage, which is a direct-to-publisher technology that essentially removes all the noise from that supply chain to allow brands to have direct access to their audiences with the publisher in a very unique, transparent way. So there's more to come with that fantastic news. We've just recently, last week, released Gen AI within Yahoo Mail, where the personal assistant, you can ask it a prompt within Mail and get information from your thousands of emails for it to summarize what the answer is, or have the email assistant reply on your behalf. So it knows how you write, it knows your tone of voice, it knows your style. So that really, really exciting kinds of advancements. So look, those are some just a few, but I know that, you know, roles will be very different. We probably won't be talking about CMOs. We'll be talking about chief data officers. We'll be the agency trader behind a DSP today will be far more consultative because the technology is able to do a lot of that campaign optimization that they spend hours doing today. And they can actually start thinking about the strategy and objectives that the brands are trying to achieve. So the different roles of importance within agencies, but as marketers as well, are going to significantly change. And who knows what that's going to look like in 5 years' time, but it's happening right now.
Yeah, I mean, I did ask a general question in 5 years, and you're right. You know, we don't know this. This is this could be next 6 months that we see massive change across the industry. We are running out of time now. I just want to pop one last question in. You're both going to be at ATF Singapore. Really looking forward to having you, and we're all very excited about the event. It's going to be a really big one for us this year. What are you guys looking forward to most
at ATS?
Yes.
I love coming to ATS in Singapore because it's a chance to just meet and see everybody in the industry and have really healthy conversations and debates. You know, we'll definitely be talking about the hot topics. What's also really good is like the key kinds of areas that we want to learn about and discuss isn't always just patting each other on the back and saying, you know, this is what we're doing. It's actually having healthy conversation around, well, is this going to work? You know, what are the challenges in the industries? What should we be doing better? And come away with, you know, proper thought leadership and being educated and networking with fellow counterparts in the industry.
Anything to add for that, Matt?
Yeah, look, absolutely. And, you know, it kind of speaks to that 5-year question as well. We don't know exactly what's coming, but we know that complexity is getting more complex and everything is getting faster. So events like ATS allow us to get together as an industry and understand each other's agendas, understand each other's priorities, and really understand where we can partner up. You know, I think as we go into the future, this concept of collaborations and partnerships becomes so much more focused and so much more essential. There's a real realization now that no one person can do it all, right? We all need to work together to help solve for the challenges that the end advertisers are all facing and help to distill down the complexity of what's happening so our brands that invest into the internet continue to have a great experience doing so. And events like ATS allow us to spend time with all of our industry colleagues to understand synergistic opportunities that exist across the landscape that we can partner up on. If I was just to drop in one more Yahoo reference, it would be that we're starting to do this already. We've partnered with Taboola in a strategic partnership for the next 30 years, providing advertisers with the world's largest native ads marketplace. We've partnered with Adelaide to bring pre-bid attention optimization to the DSP, speaking to new measurement methods. And these types of collaborations, not only between tech vendors, but with tech vendors and agencies, are going to be so key to solving for the future for our brands. And events like ATS get us there quicker. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Cool. Well, I'm excited to see you both there. And thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, John. Pleasure.
No worries. And thank you all very much for listening to this MadTech podcast special. Thank you very much.